The American farm. To the romantic eye, it is a vision of Eden, where acres and acres of green roll gently into the horizon. To the farmer, it is a lifetime of struggle and passion, kept alive by an eternal spirit of independence. They are the killing fields of Saddam Hussein. Dozens of mass graves unearthed since the fall of his regime. This one was discovered on April 10th, outside the city of Hila, 45 miles south of Baghdad. Since then, thousands of Iraqis have combed its grim landscape, seeking their loved ones and speaking for the dead. He was America's troubadour, harsh-voiced and nasal, wrote John Steinbeck. Guthrie would write some 2,500 songs, two novels, hundreds of essays, and influence several generations of musicians. Each red tile terrace, each section of art glass, each splash of color was artfully designed and placed to enhance the interior and to draw nature into the house. Even the linens, andirons, and living room clock were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright as part of the total composition. The nose of El Capitan is one of the classic big wall climbs in the world. In 1993, world champion climber Lynn Hill was the first to successfully free climb this challenging 3,000-foot route, an adventure that took 5 days. Wandering among the sleeping houses, I learned that tin roofs crackle under the power of the sun. And when I tired and came back to my grandmother's house, I padded into her dark, cool living room, lay flat on the floor, and listened to the hypnotic beat of her pendulum clock on the wall, ticking the meaningless hours away.